Oiraesa.
Yeah, we spent time because we didn't do Yudbeis at all. Remember, Yudbeis shouldn't. Yudbeis on an aleph was supposed to be chazara, and Yudbeis on a beis was new. We hadn't done either, so I did a whole blot. All right, let's see if we can. So today is Yudbeis on a beis chazara. Yud gimel on an aleph is new, but for the benefit of everyone, it's always good to chazer. Let's see. So the Gemara goes all the way back to Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and it says Mezuzos Beisecha, Beisecha. So the Gemara is saying Beisecha means it has to be your bias. Does that exclude? Maybe it excludes a woman's house because it says Beisecha. It doesn't Beisoch. Or maybe it excludes a beis knesses or a beis shutfim that belong to, because it doesn't say beis song. The Gemara says, no, but everybody needs chayim, and right after the mezuzah it says, laman yubu yimeichem v'yimeim chayim, and then these need chayim, and those don't need chazim. Everybody needs chayim, so applies to everybody. Then the Gemara similarly says, by tumas negoyim of a bias, when a bias gets a nega, it says, Uva Asher Lo Habayas. It belongs to him. Lo Habayas. So the Gemara goes through the same thing. Maybe it means just him, maybe not her, or maybe not them, Shutfim. And the Gemara says, no, it says, Beveis Eretz Achuz Aschem, whatever the limit is, it applies to everybody. So, and the Gemara equates, because there is this limit by Tumas Negaim of Lo, and there's this limit by Mezuzah by Beisecha. So Gemara says whatever applies to one applies to the other. So the Gemara starts off saying that a Beis Knesses, let's deal with the Beis Knesses issue. First, there's a Braisa that says a Beis Knesses is Metame bin Negoyim. So by Braisa on the first wide line, on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Beis Knesses is Metame bin Negoyim. Okay? And then the Gemara challenges that because we have a Braisa that says just the opposite, that a Beis Knesses is not Metame bin Negoyim. And the Gemara gives three answers. One of them doesn't remain Lamaskana of the Sugya. Two remain, and that is there's a Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Meir. Rav Meir doesn't make this drasha that it Beis Knesses has to be, or Mezuzah has to be Beis Secha, your bias. So he's Mechayev, a Beis Knesses in Mezuzah, because it doesn't have to be belong to a particular person. But Chachamim a Poitrim, Chachamim Pater, and the that which is a steerit to the Braisa up above that says that a Beis Knesses is metame be negayim, right? Because we're saying the Gemara is equating the two. So, on the one hand, he paters a Beis Knesses the Rabbanan because it's not yours; it belongs to a group, a hefker, belongs to everybody. And then, he says he's metame be negayim, even though it doesn't belong to him. It's not a vish uvarsha lo habayis. All right. So the Gemara says that's the resolution. The braisa that says he's chayiv and a mezuzah is Rav Meir, and the ones that says he's potter, the Beis Knesses is not going to be matam bin negoyim is what am I second? Chayiv Beis Knesses chayiv mezuzah. That's Rav Meir. And the Chachamim say it's potter. The Chachamim are going to say what?
Second Braisa.
I confused myself here. Beis Knesses. Yeah, the Braisa that says a Beis Knesses is not Metame bin Negoyim. One second.
Right.
Is going to be the Rabbanon. Is going to be the Rabbanon. Yeah.
That's the first
price
that was like Rabbi Meir, that
right. The first price says basically says it's matami minigoyim. The second price says it's not matami minigoyim. It's going to be machalikus Rabbi Meir and Chacham. Good. Or we could say both are Rabbanon. And the question is, does the shul have a base dira? Is there a place for the chaz, the shamish, to stay? Is there a place for the shamish to stay? That seems to be muskam, that would be considered at least a kiyam of Beisecha or Uva Shalom Habayis, and that would be Chayiv and Mezuzah. And if it didn't have a Beis Dira, then the Chachamim would say it's Pater. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara resolves that. Then we had a Machlekes on Yud Beis Amid Beis, fundamental Machlekes. Was Yerushalayim split up into Shvatim? When Eretz Yisrael was divided up, Yud Beis Amid Aleph still.
Was it divided up?
Because it has to do with this machlekes. Is a base Knesset that belongs to a rabbim. Is that considered, Yumatami bin Agoyim or not? Or if it belongs to Yechidim, then it's going to be Mitami bin Agoyim. It belongs to a rabbim, then maybe not. Again, because of a va asher lo habayis. So the question is, what about the batei knesios in Yerushalayim? Anyway, we get into a discussion here. Was Yerushalayim split up? Yerushalayim was nischalka b'shvatim, is the lashon of the Gemara, or lo nischalka l'shvatim? And we see a machlekes tanoim. One Tana says it was Yehuda, and not only Yerushalayim, but Yehuda and Binyamin split the Beis Hamikdash. Binyamin, Yehuda took the east part of the Beis Hamikdash, which includes the Ezras Nashim, the Azara, up until the Mizbeach Achitzon, and then it belonged to the place of Binyamin. But there were two strips of land that belonged to Yehuda, and Binyamin was mitztayer about that. Two strips, one along the eastern border of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and one along the southern border, southern side. These strips that lined the sides of the Mizbeach, and those two sides had no Yesod, so he didn't really get anything of the Mizbeach Yehuda. And Binyamin was mitztayer, Binyamin HaTzadik saw in the future that, he wouldn't have the entire Mizbeach, and so b'schus that he was given the Mizbeach, which was a little problematic, because what did he see in the future? That he wouldn't have the Mizbeach? It sounds like he saw that he wouldn't have it, and because he was a mitztayer, he did get it? Or Marsha is oimid on this. What's going on exactly in this Gemara? But that's the facts. Binyamin got the Mizbeach, and Yehuda got everything east of the Mizbeach, except for these two slivers along the sides of the Mizbeach. And that was one Tana. The other Tana held, no, it was not Nischalka b'Shvatim Yerushalayim at all. And therefore, a person, for instance, when the Oilei Regoilim came up to Yerushalayim and they wanted to sleep places, they could sleep any place and not pay rent, because it's not yours. It's not really yours. It's just as much mine as it is yours. So, Ein maskirim batim b'Yerushalayim, you can't rent out batim, v'fi she'eino shelahem, the Gemara says, because it wasn't nischalka l'shvatim, it wasn't split up the shvatim. And Rabbi Loza said, even the bed, not only you can't rent the bias, the room, you can't even rent the bed, for the same reason. And therefore, the balabatim, the hosts, would feel they had right to the oros of the kutchim, the skins of the kutchim, which belonged to the bailum, they usurped for themselves. And Abaye says, therefore, it seems to be the Oracha HaYer Derech Eretz, that whenever you stayed by somebody in Yerushalayim, and since you had free, you know, free room and free bed, that you would give the oros of the karbonos to the host. Not only that, but any food that you bought in the clay cheres, you would leave the clay cheres for the as a payment, as a payment, as a gesture for them. Yeah. Okay, so let's go Yud Beis Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Umaskinin lo kohen acher. Okay, that's this is important to you. I mean, they're all important, but this a little bit more we can relate to, because this goes back to the Mishnah that we prepare another kohen. It's about 10 lines up on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Umaskinin lo kohen acher. Two dots there. That we can prepare another Kohen Gadol in case the first Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh. Okay? Now, I know what everybody's thinking. Tumah Hutra B'tzibah, what do you need other than a Kohen? What's the answer to that?
By Kochin, you don't say it.
No. That's when you do say it.
Why don't you say Tumah Hutra B'tzibah? Because...
when does Tumah Hutra B'tzibah
when everybody is.
Not apply?
When there's somebody who's tamer.
When the whole oilam, yeah. When does it not apply?
Yeah.
Tuma hutra betziba applies.
Tuma ha yotze
minagufo.
Migufo. What if the kohen gadol becomes a tumas keri? Then you don't say tuma.
Gotcha.
Remember, tuma hutra betziba is only a tumas
mace.
Maga, tumas mace only, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi. Maybe it includes tumas sheretz, because maga, but not tumas keri. So you can't say tumas hutra betziba here. Okay, because maybe that'll happen. So we have to have another Kohen, the Gemara says. Okay, now, but how does this new Kohen become initiated into the Kohen Gadol? You don't just say, poof, he becomes a Kohen Gadol. He needs either what we saw, Ribui Begadim, or Shemana Mishkan. And Taisvus Yishanim here says that we're talking about Yesheni. So there's no Shemana Mishkan, because Yoshio Melech hit it.
Please.
It was Goynes. Yeah. Yeah. It was Goynes, the Shemin HaMishcha. So, it's interesting, Rabbi Brown brought a machlekes that even if he wasn't Goynes, it could be that the replacement Kohen wasn't Nimshach B'Shemin HaMishcha for whatever reason. They wouldn't want if two Kohen, he didn't explain why, but they were Rishonim that hold that even if there was Shemin HaMishcha, you wouldn't pour that Shemin HaMishcha on the replacement Kohen. But Taisvus Yishanim holds, we're talking Be'er Sheni, there's no Shemin HaMishkan. So what's left? Ribui Begadim. Okay. So the Gemara says, how does he become Bameh Mechanchen? How does this new Kohen become a Kohen Gadol? He's a Kohen Ejer. How does he become a Kohen Gadol? Okay. So the Gemara says, well, if the Kohen number one became possible before the Tumah Shel Shachar, so the Kohen, this replacement Kohen number two, is mechunich to the Kohen Gadol by doing the Tumah Shel Shachar b'shmonu b'brach b'gadim. That'll work. Okay? He'll do the Tumah Shel Shachar with shmonu b'gadim. The fact that he's wearing shmonu b'gadim demonstrates that he's a Kohen Gadol, and that's how he becomes initiated. That's called ribui b'gadim. We saw, remember, it's not Mahakev. You don't have to do 7 days. Yeah. But what if the Kohen becomes Pasul, the first Kohen becomes Pasul after the Tumah Shel Shachar? Now, remember the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he does the Avodah Zarah on Yom Kippur, he's wearing four begadim, like a Kohen Hetzot. So he's no different if he's doing that Avodah. So how did this Kohen demonstrate that he's, what's his initiation into the Kohen Gadol? Ask the Gemara. So if the psul happens after the Tumah Shel Shachar. So Amar Avad de Baraba, because he's wearing a different Avne. Yud Beis Amud Aleph.
Yeah, I'm saying because he was designated beforehand.
But he needs some physical demonstration.
First of all, why? Second of all, beforehand he was maskinen, like he was designated. Why?
Yeah.
He's the guy. Everybody knows he's the guy.
Yeah, but the other Kohen Gadol would have to be Mechanic. The first one, he had some kind of chinuch, either with Ribu Begodim or with Shem and the Mishra too.
And that was a Ma'akev Dikah thing?
No, he said no, I think.
No, so.
Yeah. It seems that the designation is not enough.
Not enough, so now he has to get.
Yeah. I mean, it is true, because I'll show you Tosfos on other days. We asked earlier in the Sefta, how does a Kohen Gadol become a Kohen Gadol? Like, who votes for him? Who votes him into office?
Oh,
he
paid him off, yeah.
Well, there's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin that says the Sanhedrin does.
You should marry somebody.
It's also a Tosfos in Megillah. But this Tosfos over here on Yubeis on Beis is the Melech and his fellow Kohanim vote him into office. All right,
yeah, but there's something that has to be done here.
If he's using his money to get into that position as Kohen Gadol, which is...
Oh, you mean because of the Bayis Sheni.
So that means someone has to take a bribe. It's not good enough to just give a bribe. Someone has to take the bribe too.
All right. Yeah. Even in the Bayis Rishon, when they weren't paying for it.
That's how they did it before.
You know, there were people that deserved to be in the position, yeah. But that's how they were, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so how is this person being initiated? He has to demonstrate he's a Kohen Gadol to do the, all of a sudden, become a Kohen Gadol. But Avnate, the Gemara says. Now, what's the Avnate? Because he's wearing the four begodim, his boots. The four begodim on Yom Kippur, the Avnate was boots.
For which one? The Kohen Hedyot?
No, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wore four begodim. The Avnate, unlike what a Kohen Gadol wore the rest of the year of Kilayim, the Avnate on Yom Kippur was boots.
What is boots?
Linen. Those are the big day lovan. Now, so if the din is that a Kohen Hedyot wears an avnate that's kilayim the rest of the year, then by this Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wearing linen, he's demonstrating he's a Kohen Gadol. Because if he was a Kohen Hedyot, he'd be wearing kilayim. That's the Gemara. The avnate. Oh, nichelaman domer avneto shel Kohen Gadol zehu avneto shel Kohen Hedyot the rest of the year. And by the Kohen Gadol now wearing something different than the Kohen Hedyot, he's demonstrating he's a Kohen Gadol. Eloman domer the rest of the year also the Kohen Hedyot wore boots, linen. Then what is the Kohen Gadol? How is the Kohen Gadol different? Eloman domer avneto shel Kohen Gadol lo zeh avneto shel Kohen Hedyot. I mean, the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year wears kalayim, and the Kohen Hedyot wears boots, linen. So, how is the Kohen Gadol demonstrating he's any different than the Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur if he takes over? Amra Abaye, you're right. So he has to lovei shmona. He puts on shmona begadim. And he does something that's really not absolutely necessary, but he used mahapik mitzinoira under the yevorim of the Tomet Shel Shachar. They put the Tomet Shel Shachar yevorim onto the mizbeach. It's burning. By him being, you know, stirring the coals, that's an avoida.
It's a mice.
What?
It's a mice.
It's a mice avoida, but not only that, as Gemara says, it's such a mice avoida that if a zor did that, he'd be chayav mitzah. A zor akarev yumas.
Meaning that it is part of an avoda.
It is really an avoda.
Yeah, but is that an avoda that a regular Kohen can do?
He's doing it with Shmona Begadim. Only a Kohen Gadol wears Shmona Begadim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's Chayav Misa. Yeah, so that some of them, around quoted Rishon, I think of Ritva, the proofs from here, that even though something is cooking on the fire, if you are memaher the cooking, you're over in Miser Malach of Bishol, based on this Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing anything, it would have burnt anyway, mm-hmm. But he's making it burn quicker. Yeah. Anyway, So that's an Eitzah. That's an Eitzah. If you hold the Avnate as the Avnate doesn't demonstrate his difference from a Kohen Hedget, then he'll have to do this. Rav Papa comes along and says, no, there's a new concept here. Avodoso Mechanchoso. Just the plain doing, the Kohen Gadol, doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur, which is not mutter for anybody else to do, that's Mechanichim into the position. That's inaugurating Rashi. Avodos Mechanchoso, top Rashi. Avodos Yom Kippur Asma, She'enik Sheire, Le Kohen Gadol, is Vizeh Uvda. This fact is Mechan Choso Lechuna Gedola. So we have, you know, the idea of Shem and Mishcha, we have Meruba Begodim, and we have the Avod itself can be Mechanech. Milo Tane, how do we see that? Because we find the same thing by Kalim. Milo Tanya Kola Kalim Shosa Moshe Mishichosa Mechachosan. All the Kalim that Moshe, you know, introduced into the Mishkan, he would be Moshech with the Shemana Mishka. But Mikan Ve'elach, after that time, they didn't do that. Avodoso Mechan Choso, just the mere using of the Kalim in the process of the Aveda gave the Kalim Kedushas HaGuf. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. We're giving it Kedushas HaGuf, not mm-hmm. just Kedushas, yeah. Hachinami here, the Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol because Avodoso Minchan Choso. All right, and then now we have the Machlekes that we've been talking about before. Is the Av, remember what's the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year? Avnate of the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year is made of?
Linen.
Kelayim. Only on Yom Kippur. Only when he's using the four begadim. But that's no machlokas. Avnate Kohen Gadol the rest of the year is Kelayim. The machlokas is, what's the Avnate of the Kohen Hedjot? Kohen Gadol is wearing Shmoneh Bogadim. That's the Kalayim. The Avnei is the Kalayim. I think that's not the only thing that's Kalayim. I think the Choshen also? Not sure. The only question is, the Kohen Hedjot, he wears four begadim, the Michnasayim, the Kesones, the Migbos, and the Avnate. The Avnate is Kalayim or it's Butz. Right. That's the Machlekes. And that's the machlokes that's brought here on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Okay, there's some shachlevetayah around that, but that's the aside that we see on Yud Beis Amid Beis. It's a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Loza Reb Shimon. Okay. Then along the way here, we have another machlekes. It says in the pasuk by Trumas Hadeshen. By Trumas Hadeshen, which is different than Hotsoas Hadeshen, right? Trumas Hadeshen is like a shovelful. It's not even shovel. It's a machlekes. I think the Bavli and Rishali, whether it's a kamitza or kazayis, forget who says what. Rabbi Brown always brings it. Machlekes, how much? But you have to take a shtickle, a little bit from the pile of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach, and you put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's called Trumas Hadeshen. And it says, V'lavash ha-kohim midovad u'michnesei vad yulbash al-besaro v'herimis hadeshen, etc. That's the pasuk. And the pasuk, the Gemara is bothered, why does it say yilbash? Because it says v'lavash ha-kohen midovad, which is the ksones, u'michnesei vad, the michnesayim, and it says yilbash again, even though it said at the beginning of the pasuk v'lavash. So what's the yilbash al besaro? And we really have three opinions here in the Gemara. Opinion number one is the yilbash is going, even though the pasuk only mentions the michnesayim and the kesones, it includes the mitznefes and the avnate from the word yilbash. In other words, the Kohen Hedjot wears all four begadim, to do the avodah of Trumas Hadeshem. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Daisa says this Yilbash has nothing to do with really Trumas Hadeshem. It means that even though the Pasuk says, which we read yesterday, V'hi nicham sham, about the big day lavan that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, V'hi nicham sham, that they're ta'un geniza, you bury them. Says Rav Dosa, that all that means is another Kohen Gadol can't use it on a subsequent Yom Kippur. But this Yilbash teaches us that a Kohen Hedgeot can use the big day lavan that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur for his own avodah during the year. Rav Dei, so I'm going to read it inside. Lahavi big day Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim. It's a little lower than the half of the page. Lahavi big day Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim shein ksherin l'kohen hedyot the rest of the year. So what v'hi nicham sham means that if you want, you can't use it for another Kohen, another Yom Kippur, but you can use it during the year. A Kohen Hedyot who wears four begadim during the year, he can use them. And Rebbe argues. Rebbe says, I have two problems with that. First, he says that they're not the same avnate. This is Rebbe Lishitoso that says the avnate of a Kohen Hedyot is kilayim. The avnate of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is butz, is linen. So he can't be using the Kohen Gadol's, at least he can't be using all the four, can't be using the Avne. But that's Rebbe Lishitoso. That's And secondly, it's not mistaber that the Torah would matir the Gadim that we use for such a holy task of on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Hedyot could do it, use it for Kedusha Kala, for some, you know, much less holy functions during the year. Just not mistaber like that. What does Rebbe say Yilbash means? Yilbash means you could use worn out begadim. Still kosher. So three pshatim. Either Yilbash means not only the mechnasayim and the ksonis, but it also includes mitznefes and havneh. That's one pshat. Rebbe's Rav Dosa said Yilbash means a Kohen Hedyot could use a Kohen Gadol's begadim that he wore on Yom Kippur. Can't use Vihini Chom Sham tells me I can't use it for another Yom Kippur, but I could use it for a Kohen Hedyot could use it. And three, Yilbash means you can even use Shchakim, as the Gemara is, worn out. Begadim is still kosher for the Avodah.
How can it be worn out if you couldn't use it from a previous year?
No, separate. Worn out begadim are okay.
Does that mean how did
I'm not talking
out?
About no? You're missing Rav. Don't confuse Rav Dosa to Rebbe.
No, Rebbe says Rebbe you're says, allowed to reuse it.
And he has permitted.
Rav Dosa says you can use the Kohen Gadol's begadim during the year. Rebbe says we're not talking about the Kohen Gadol's begadim.
Oh, I guess.
Stam.
I guess.
Yilbash. It's talking about Trumas Hadeshen here. It has
no, the regular Kohen Hedyot stuff.
Yeah, regular Kohen Hedyot. That can use. Yeah. Uh-huh. Can use worn out shchakim.
Einanias b'mikdash, no? Couldn't use that stuff.
What?
Einanias b'mikdash. I thought we had like a whole thing.
That's nice. That's a nice taina.
So what would that mean? Einanias
b'mikdash. Because torn begadim rod points out Tosfos is no good. Einanias b'mokam ashiris, he's asking.
Meaning, how does that? What does it mean?
A base on mikdash.
Yeah, we had that, but just which way?
Well,
is
to
going?
Use something worn out is a chisaron of like poor people wear it.
Aniyas b'mokam ashiris.
So if Tosfos brings this up, yeah, l'chavur l'safaris. Tosfos says your thing. Look at Tosfos. Yeah, mecham v'Tosfos. Yilbash l'rabos hashachakim. Look at Tosfos. V'itzrich kra. I need a pasuk. The lo tema kiehi dimitushtoshen, dirty, really stained. O mikuroyen, psulim. Those are definitely pasuk. A torn Bigday Kuna or Puzzle. So I might think also worn out. The Kosubahu Lechavur Lesafaras, which excludes dirty or torn. So I might have excluded also Shechachim, worn out. So Hachinami, maybe Shechachim Lifzalu, why? Deinani is Bimokom Ashiris. Vesalkadaitik, I might have thought, without this limit of Yilbash. Each year the Kohanim have to use new begodim. Kamash malon, that's not true. But why? Because really, time is your okay, whatever. That's not a chisar ben anias. Torn, dirty,
yes.
But a little worn out, a little afraid, you know, we'll live with it. Okay. Yeah. Now, I wanted to point out the top Tosfos. This is where we started with Torah Shebaal Peh on the way to, I'm on the way, my way here. V'lech techav haderech is. It says, Elalav v'yom ha-kippurim. L'peirish, so we're looking at ways that the Kohen Gadol, new Kohen Gadol, when he takes over, how is he demonstrating as a Kohen Gadol? So we saw two ways, either avodoso mechan choso, just the fact that he's doing avodos Yom Kippur, and then only a Kohen Gadol can do it. That demonstrates he's a Kohen Gadol. Or because he puts on the eight begadim and he does the thing with the coals under the Evarim of the Talmud.
Or that's he uses a different avnet according to one sheet.
Right. Or the avnet. Right. If the Kohen Hedjot is Kalayim and he's using Butz. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So three Terutzim we have. Says Tosfos, what about the member going Hedger wears a Migbaos, it's called, and Kohen Gadol wears Mitznefes. It's a different hat. Tosfos. The Perish Riva, the Perish had the Gabi Kohen Gadol, Kosav Mitznefes, Ube Kohen Hedger, Kosav Migbaos, Lefi Shishel Kohen Gadol, Hoiso Kitsara, because the Kohen Gadol's hat was shorter, was like smaller. Why? Shoyotzoruch lohanich laniach tfilin vitzitz. Remember, the Kohen Gadol had something else on his head. He had his tzitz. Where are you going to put the tfilin? It's got to be between the tzitz and the hat, the mitznefes. So it had to be smaller.
Well,
it had to leave space. It had to start. So it's different. Avoshel Kohen Hedjot, Hoyosu Rechava, could have been bigger. You didn't have the problem with the tzitz. So put the filling, Shalom Yomeniach tzitz. Ain lach aksha. So he says, don't ask that. You could ask. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. What do you have to come on to the avnet?
Right.
You know, we have the hat. They're both made with the same material. That's because one's big, you know, bigger and one's smaller. That's not a chashiv.
That's what we're answering for the avnet. We're answering the avnet. It's different material.
Different material. Yeah, this is the same material.
But okay.
It's the same avnet.
All right. Very similar answer.
No, well, here we're saying the same material, just a different size.
And here, different size. That they were saying.
Avne, different. One's Kalayim.
Same size.
Same size. Same material.
Okay, but Kalayim and not. All right, right. Yeah, you could ask, but I hear. So you have to work on it. But as the Rav Deisa, I thought it was an interesting. So you see from Tosfos, I don't know if this is Muskom, this Tosfos though. But Tosfos says it's really the same hat. It's just different sizes. I have to look up. I think there's a machlekes about this. But let's move on. Rav Dosa, I wanted to show you the brisa about v'hi nicham sham. It's just so interesting that yesterday's daf had the pasuk that we, yesterday's amud had the pasuk that we read yesterday in shul. V'hi nicham sham. Look it up. Achrei mais. The Tavu Azdarav Doisel the Tama. You see the Pesach, the Gemara 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You say about 10-12 lines up. The Ozder Rav Dois L'Tami D'Tanya V'Hini Chom Shom. What is the Torah teaching us? So the Tanakhama says, Melamed Shetu Unengi Niza. You got to bury them. Can't use them again. But comes Rav Dois and says, no, Shalo Yishtamish Ben Yom HaKippur Acher. You can't use it for another Yom Kippur. That's what V'Hini Chom Shom means. But a Kohen Hedger could use it the rest of the year. Tana Rabbanan. Now we have what happens when you appoint this new Kohen Gadol, and then the first Kohen Gadol is Matar himself. Now you have two Kohen Gadols. Is that okay? So it's off the Gemara. Let's pick it up here. Tana Rabbanan. Irabo Psul, right? Like we were Choshesh. You see the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Irubo Psul, Umino Acher Tachtav. And you got the replacement Kohen Gadol, he's going to do the Avoida. Okay. What happens after the Rishon becomes Tahar, Kosher?
You're saying after Yom Kippur.
Yeah, like after Yom Kippur, right. Yeah, Rishon Chos, yeah, after Yom Kippur. Rishon,
because we went to the seven can't days. Become
taller than Yom Kippur. He needs Harav Shemesh right. For whatever Tumah right. He needs Harav Shemesh. Mm-hmm. Right. Rishon, mm-hmm. After Yom Kippur. Rishon Chozer La'avodoso. So the Rishon takes back the Kohen Gadol title, crown. Sheni, the second one, also is a Kohen Gadol. Kol Mitzvahs Kuna Gadol Lalov. You have two Kohen Gadols according to Rav Meir, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yossi Omer, nothing doing. Rishon Chozer La'avodoso, I agreed with that. But the second one, the replacement, Sheni, Eino Roi Lo L'Kohen Gadol V'Lo L'Kohen Hedjot. He's not Roi for anything. Not a Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Hedjot. And we'll explain in a second. Amar Rav Yossi, there was such a Maisa. Maisa B'Yosef Ben Ilim B'Tzipori She'iru Bo P'sul B'Kohen Gadol U'Minu Tachtav. There was a Psul in the Kohen Gadol, they pointed at the pinch hitter on deck Kohen. V'omru Chacham and Rishon. Then he got better. Rishon Chozel Avodoso Sheino Eni Ro'u Lo LeKohen Gadol V'Lo LeKohen Hedjot. The second one is like in this no man's. He's not good for a Kohen Gadol, and he's not a Kohen Hedjot. Kohen Gadol, why not Mishum Eva? They'll create a lot of friction between him and the presiding Kohen Gadol. There's going to be a lot of animosity. I think Rabbi Brown mentioned the Yerushalmi, they might end up, in Ritzicha. You know, sounds pretty extreme, but okay. Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. So he can't act as Kohen Gadol because of Eva. That's that. Now that's the Rabbanon, right? So what does it mean? He really is a Kohen Gadol. But Mishum Eva, we don't let him serve as Kohen Gadol. And Kohen Hedjot, he's not. Mishum Mailim B'Kodesh V'lo Moridim. You already reached the Maila of a Kohen Gadol. You don't demote him to a Kohen Hedjot. Now look at Tosfos, important Tosfos. Hikshari. Midukar Matama Mishum Eva. From the fact that the Gemara says it's only because of this animosity that'll exist between him and the first Kohen, Michlal Dimin Adin Roy Leos Kohen Gadol Midioraisa. It sounds like he really is a Kohen Gadol Midioraisa. Even though he took over, but he's a Kohen Gadol. Elogozru Be Rabbonu Mishumeva, that he can't act as a Kohen Gadol. Vitema. Im Cain, why did the Gemara need the Tom that he can't be a Kohen Hedjot because of Milam Bakodesh Velomorid? He can't be a Kohen Hedjot because a Kohen Gadol that wears four begadim, the Avoid is possible. He's got to wear eight begadim. We're telling me he's really a Kohen Gadol. But because of Eva, he can't serve. But he can't wear four begadim as a Kohen Hedjot. Because he's lacking, it's called a mechusa begadim. He needs eight begadim. He's a real Kohen Gadol, midioraisa. So he can't serve as a Kohen Hedjot because he's not a Kohen Hedjot. And he can't wear four begadim. He's got to serve as a Kohen Gadol with eight begadim. So why does the Gemara need Mishun Mailim Bakaydish Velomarit? Let's see inside, right? Tosfos. Vitema, Im kain, my yitzrich lefrushe time at the Kohen Hedge, Misham Mailim Bekaidish. Tefik lay me the alfinim mikrob perkshain the devachim, the Kohen Godos, Shalofaj big day Kohen Hedge, Vyovan Avodoso, Psulim, Misham Mechusser Begodim. He's missing Begodim. He's me the Oraisa Kohen Godos. He can't wear four Begodim. He must wear eight Begodim. That's why he can't serve as a Kohen Hedge. What do I need that, Tom? Then he says, but then Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, that they demote him. He can be demoted. V'yesh lomar, they could have.
To a hedya.
Yeah. And this is the crucial Tosfos. Tosfos is explaining how they do that, how they appoint and how they demote. V'yesh lomar, de kohen gadol mismane bepeh u'mistalik bepeh. He's appointed. U'bi rishal midorish le'mikra u'mistabra. See, Rav, even Tosfos is a mesupak. Mistabra, it seems reasonable. Shahadover tolui b'melech ube'echav ha-kohanim. They're the ones who appoint him or demote him. And as I mentioned, there's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin that says that Sanhedrin appoints him. And there's a steer in Tosfos because Tosfos in Megillah says that too, rather than the melech and his brothers. So in other words, What the Gemara is telling you is don't demote him. Because Milam Bekadesh Velo Moridim. That's really what the Gemara means here. Because to tell me that he can't serve as a Kohen Hedget, I don't need that. Because he's really a Kohen. Okay. Vaita. Omar Ababar Bar Chonam Rav Yochanan. Now we're on to the daf for the day. Halacha K'Rav Yosei. The halacha is like Rav Yosi, which is Rav Yosi, that
the first one returns and the second one's enough.
That he can't do the avodah, right?
The second,
the ma'aser with the Rav Yosi, right? The second one, he's not roy l'kohen gadol v'lo kohen hedget, right? Halacha Rav Yosi, the moed Rav Yosi shim ovar ve'ovar avodoso k'shera. But if he did the avodah as a kohen gadol,
with the avodahs.
With the eight begodim, the avodah is kshera, which you would expect, because it's only drabanan, mishumeva, so it's not a deraisa dika psul. So if he did it, all right, he was over on the drabanan mishumeva, but the avodah is okay. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Halacha k'Rav Yosi, Umod de Rav Yosi, Shemesh Rishon, what if the first one dies? There's no more eva, he's dead. So the second one can now assume the Kohen Gadol.
Meaning after it was a break of a month. After it was a break of a month, and then he died. And then the first one died. When did he die?
A day later.
A day, I'm saying. There was a break that there was.
So Pshita, why not? Because Ma'u the Tame, if the living Kohen realizes that if he dies, this guy takes over, that will also bother him. Ma'u the Tame, Havile Tzora Mechayim. It'll always be bothering. Maybe the guy's going to pray that I should die, so he'll take over. So it's going to bother him. It'll create ill feelings. And maybe, therefore, even after he dies, he shouldn't take over. Kamash Malan, we're not worried about that. Interesting comment.
When the Kohen Gadol dies, that's how the people get free from the Oraisa Mitzvah.
I made that up. I didn't say that. Yeah, he does say it here in Shinantan. The guy will hope that he dies so that he can take over. Mm. And that's going to bother him. And it creates noch eva.
During his lifetime.
Even during, you know.
Yeah, during his
and therefore
service.
maybe not. Mm-hmm. Kamash Balan, he's not around. Okay. Rabbi Yudomer. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, unlike the Chachamim in the Mishnah, says, do you even prepare another wife, fam? Because it says beso. He's got a beso zuishto. Again, we read it yesterday. He has to be married, right? So you have to prepare. Now, that's a vaitish chashash, that his wife will happen to die during the seven, days or on Yom Kippur. So that's pretty far-fetched. And that's why the Rabbanim say, you're worried about such far-fetched things? So let's go even weiter. Maybe you should prepare another wife for him and so on. In the Dovasov. All right. So the Gemara says, but Rabbanim, Nami, Hochayish L'Shem, the Rabbanim also are worried. Maybe you'll become puzzled. You're also worried about it, that. Well, says the Gemara, Amali Rabbanan Tum Shchiach. Shchicha Tum is Shchiach. So we have to prepare another coin. Maybe it comes Tumit, but Mises Lo Shchicha. It's not very common. Okay.
So why don't you prepare another coin?
Amru Lo. Yeah, the Gemara last night. Amru Lo Im Kain Ein Ledover Sof. Shapik Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda. They asked very well to Rabbi Yehuda. Ein Ledover Sof. You're worried about such far-fetched things, so let's go even further. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, no. The Misa the Chashina, the Misa the Tag the Lo Chashina. I'm worried about one Misa, not two. Rabbanon. Yeah, Rabbanon. Iike Lemechesh Afila Lemisa the Rabbanon. Iike Lemechesh. No, so the Rabbanon answer, if you're worried about that, Afila Lemisa the train. Chayshinan. That's the answer. The Rabbanan advancing back. If you're worried about such far-fetched things, so why don't you go even further? I mean, we're not worried about Mesa, but you are worried about, so then maybe the replacement Isha will die. But your question. V'Rabbanan nemru inu l'nafshayhu. What about the Rabbanan himself? Maybe you should say in the dover sof by, you know, maybe you should separate it. Look at Rashi. Where is that Rashi? My other Gemara was on this. Where's the Rashi? Yeah. Oh, it's in bold print here in this Gemara. Kivin, top line. Kivin de Amri, Iike Lemechesh Chayshinen, Nami Lemisa de Trey. You answered Rabbi Yehuda, if you're worried. You should worry about two. Well, what don't you worry about two? Namer nami bituma iikal amechash chashin lami bituma detrevi in the dover sof. You can have the same problem. You're worried about tuma, and if you're going to worry about it, you should worry about maybe have two replacements. Amrei lech rabban and kohen gadol zurizin zorizu. He's careful. Well, and he's not going to become tummy. So if he's careful, so he doesn't have to have any replacements. He's zoriz who loma maskin and kohen acher. It's a combination. He's zoriz, and the fact that you're going to be separate another kohen, he's going to be super careful. He doesn't want anybody taking over for him. Kivin davdin and late tzara. You have a tzara like a wife of the tzara, a co-kohen. Kol shekain dimizdaris tfei. So it's a combination. Kohenim in general is zoriz, but that wouldn't be enough. Maybe he'll become. Yeah, you got a second guy waiting on deck.
The bullpen. I'm going to pitch better.
I'm going to be really careful. Misoge lebitakana beso amrachmana v'hachlaf beso hu. This woman that you're just repairing, it's not beso if something happens to him. The mekadesh la. He's mekadesh. Ask the Gemara. That's also not good. V'akama de lokanas la. If you just do kedushin without nisuin, without chuppah. La beso he. All right, you do the chuppah, the kanisle. All right, all this happening before Yom Kippur. Now he's got two wives. No good. Im kein avi le shnei botim rachmona amr v'chi peber ado v'yad beso v'lo v'yad shnei botim. He can't have two wives. The Kohen Gadol can't have two wives.
We had that limit of a chuzas them.
The hoda megaresh la. So he divorces her. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to go through a few possibilities now that really make no sense.
Yeah,
this is one of them. You divorced, you took her, you divorced her, and now you're still back to the same place. Imagarish lo hodra kusha leduchte. You're back to square one. Lo tzricha, the Megarish lo al tanai. We'll have to pick it up. We'll have to pick it up here. It's time for Marav. Okay, we'll do it. We're a little behind.
I thought we had answered that about the doesn't say batim.